Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, there's a little area down in California called Santa Barbara County. There's been intense focus on just two varietals, Chardonnay and Burgundy. And I'm wondering that when they concentrate like that, if they discover the same things they did in Burgundy, that is, there are distinct flavors and terroirs for each little parcel.
I think that's definitely the case. Mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time in 2024 talking about the Santa Barbara production area in Southern California. And along the way, I stumbled upon a winery that I didn't know before and was startled by their entry-level Chardonnay called Diatom, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago, which may be the best under $25 Chardonnay I've tried in the market. The property is called Brewer Clifton, and I decided to take a deeper look.
Mm-hmm.
So, founded in 1996 by Greg Brewer and Steve Clifton, the concept was originally, per your point, to focus on single vineyard Chardonnay and Pinot Noir exclusively in the Santa Rita Hills area of Santa Barbara. Things have evolved over time. The property is currently owned by Jackson Family Wines, but Greg Brewer, the 2020 Wine Enthusiast Magazine Winemaker of the Year, by the way, is still the primary winemaker and the driver of the project. Current offerings are Santa Rita Hills Chardonnay and Pinot Noir, both blends of several vineyards, and a couple of single vineyard wines and a cold climate Syrah. I recently had the opportunity to have lunch with Greg Brewer, and here are the wines that we tasted. The 2022 Santa Rita Hills Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. Both of these wines are elegant, precise, beautifully balanced. The Chardonnay, which is $37.99 on the shelf, has generous flavors of citrus, jasmine, and a touch of ginger with a crisp, almost briny finish. Pretty classy.
Very cool.
And the Pinot Noir at $49.99 on the shelf has cherry, plum flavors, and aromas with notes of tobacco and a subtle earthiness. There is a lovely sense of completeness in both of these wines. They're definitely Saturday night dinner quality, which they should be at that price point, but the quality is absolutely high enough to justify the price. I also had the opportunity to try two single vineyard wines, the 2022 Machado Vineyard Pinot Noir and the 2022 3D Vineyard Chardonnay. Both of these wines were extraordinary. Produced by whole cluster fermentation, which includes the stems, and neutral barrels, these wines are what I would call varietal showcases. Dense without being heavy, complex without being ponderous, they reflect the buoyant personality of Greg the winemaker. They are both cellar anchor wines. That's what I call them. And
nice.
The 3D Vineyard Chardonnay at $69.99 and the Machado Vineyard Pinot Noir at $89.99. For quality wine of this level from Burgundy, you would pay twice the price.
Easily.
Yes.
Easily.
Yes. There was also a quite enjoyable Syrah called Ex Post Facto, also from 2022. This was a full-bodied, dense, fruit-forward, and definitely hedonistic wine. I love it when you come across that, one of those every now and then. Syrah does that so well, which at $49.99, I liked quite a bit. I was extremely happy that I got a chance to try these wines. While not trying to be Burgundy, Brewer Clifton is closing the gap for me on the California versus Burgundy wars from a quality perspective. None of these are inexpensive, but for value versus price, the 2022 Santa Rita Hills Chardonnay at $37.99 is my wine of the week.
Wonderful. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR.